Now we're getting actually introduced to a classification that is not an update of ICD-9. It is a system unto itself. It has substantial structural and conceptual differences. Now, there are other countries that are already implementing ICD-10 in one form or another. Canada uses it for their hospital patients. United Kingdom, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, France, Australia, Belgium, Germany. So the United States, it has been a little slow in coming up to this method of communicating our conditions, our morbidity, our mortality statistics. And that's why ICAN has been now mandated by Congress to be instituted into the United States. Again, the big question mark, as I said, was the date. Now, on your next slide, on August 21st, 2008, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services proposed these new code sets to be used for reporting diagnosis and procedures on the inpatient side. That's an entirely different classification that we're not going to worry about today.